CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. Conservative groups are suing the state over new transportation fees. The fees will raise billions of dollars for things like highways, vehicle electrification, and public transit. But Michael Fields with the Advanced Colorado Institute says lawmakers should have gone to voters for approval.
You know, we're at a time when there's high gas prices, you know, families are struggling to make ends meet, and you're going to have an increase to a gas fee, to ride sharing, to deliveries. And voters never got to weigh in on that.
The bill's sponsors say they wrote it to comply with both the taxpayers' Bill of Rights and a new law meant to limit fees. Community activist Terrence Roberts is running for mayor of Denver.
I'm ready for radical change in this city, and I'm willing to put myself out there.
Roberts says preventing youth violence would be one of his main priorities. He also wants to focus on affordable housing and setting a two-term limit for Denver mayors. Roberts came to prominence during the 2020 protests against police violence following the deaths of Elijah McClain and George Floyd. The University of Denver's Carter Savoy is already an NHL draft pick, but his college story continued last night when his overtime goal sent the DU men's hockey team to the national championship game.
Definitely the best goal I've scored in my career so far. I mean, hopefully we can get the job done on Saturday here.
The Pioneers defeated the University of Michigan Wolverines 3-2 in overtime. DU will take on Minnesota State tomorrow night in Boston for the national championship. Denver has 8 NCAA titles so far. Right now in Denver, it's 64 degrees. In Vail, it's 50 degrees. And in Grand Junction, it is 68 degrees as well. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.